Welcome everybody. Shir number 1072. We're learning today. Lili Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbi Zizel. Lili Nishmas Blim Abbas Ram Moshe. And the Rafur Shalema Yitzchak Zev Ben Shendel. Shetakav Rafur Shalema Psach Shechal Yisrael. Getting back to our halacha of Koitzer uprooting. Okay, we are in the middle of talking about the halachas of using sides of a tree. We established the fact that putting things on and off a tree is not allowed. In using items which are attached to a tree also is not allowed. But if it's twice removed, it has a din of tzidei tzadim, like the case we spoke about last year, the ladder, using that ladder up and down, that's okay. So I just want to talk about one more case in the Shulchan Aruch where we get the point even better, and that is in reference to a basket. Says the Mishnah Berurah like this, in Sifkat and Samach Gimavak, Al Kola, what's the case again? I have a peg or I have a nail stuck into the tree from before Shabbos, sticking out of the tree, right? There's a peg or nail sticking out of the tree. So, and now I go ahead on Friday, Erev Shabbos, and hang a basket on that peg, right? So one would be allowed to use that basket. Put things in the basket and take things out of the basket. Now, we're going to see that if it's a thin basket with a narrow opening and whereby you're going to shake the tree, that's problematic. But let's first see the case. So we have something sticking out, nail or peg, and the basket is hung onto that, right? The nail or peg, that the thing that's the item that's sticking out of the tree has a din of tzidei ilan, which is also has a din of using the side of the tree once removed. It has to be twice removed. What's twice removed would be hanging a basket on that peg, which you're not allowed to hang up on Shabbos, right? To hang the basket on the nail on Shabbos would be using the side of the tree. Just like you're not allowed to put the ladder that's allowed to be moved, you're not allowed to put the ladder up against the nail on Shabbos. The same thing, you're not allowed to put the basket on the nail on Shabbos. But the basket was put there before Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, and now if I have apples or oranges or fruits which were picked from before Shabbos, if it fell off on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use them, by the way. We spoke about that, right? The fruits and vegetables which fell off on Shabbos are muksa. But now they fell off Erev Shabbos and they were put into the basket. I want to take out an apple from this basket that's hanging on the peg or on the nail. So that would be okay. So says the Mishabrua like this, Vakalkola Kitsidate Studden, says the Machaber, says Mishabrua Lefichach Mutalahaniach Bo Peiros, you're allowed to put in Peiros, Velitoil Mimenu, and to take out the fruits from there. You could put in fruits into that basket that's hanging on the nail that was stuck in from before Shabbos, and the basket also, again, was hung up from before Shabbos, but to use that basket, which is now twice removed and has a din of Tzidate Studden, it would be allowed. Mutalitoil Mimenu, you could take out fruit. So the my apples, plums, oranges, which were put into this basket, which is hanging on the peg, and it was all there from before Shabbos, to take it out would be fine. Aval says the Mishabura, Aval Hakalkola, Atzma is also, but by the way, this Mishabura, I always like to quote where it is. It's again the end of our Simen Shin Lamed Vav Sifkaten Samach Gimel, all the way at the end, the last Mishabura. He says like this: Aval Hakal Kola Atzma, but the basket itself also Litla or Litla is B'Yaseid. You cannot hang up on the nail or the peg on Shabbos. All right, let's say I have a peg sticking out of the tree from before Shabbos. So could I hang up my basket? No, you can't hang it up on Shabbos because you're using using tzidei ilan, the side of the tree. It has to be tzidei studen. It has to be twice removed. Okay. So that's what he says. Aval hakal kola atzmas also litla oy litla is b'yaseid, right? Gabe sulam, like the case of the ladder, it's all the same. The halach is the same. Those were just cases which we're talking about. The case of the ladder is a little bit more hypothetical, but the case of the basket could be. Vim hakalkala, says the Mishabura. Another important point to keep in mind. Vim hakalkala toli be'ilan atzma. Let's say the basket is hanging on the tree itself. The basket's hanging on a branch. It's not hanging on a nail, and it's not hanging on a peg, but it's hanging, vim hakalkala toli be'ilan atzma. It's hanging on the peg, on the tree itself, on a branch, right? Then also little chavitz mimeni. Then he cannot take out a apple from it, or he can't take out a orange. You can't take out any fruits or anything that was put in the basket because v'chein litein l'sechen. Also, you cannot put anything into the basket. Why the kamishtamish bitzdadim? Because that has a din that you're using bitzdadim, the side of the tree. In other words, it's once removed. Keeping in mind, it has to be twice removed. It has to see date studim. So if the basket is hanging on the tree itself on the branch, you're not allowed to use that basket. Okay, of course you can't take the the basket on and off. Like, just like you can't take your hat on and off the tree, same thing, you can't take the basket on and off the tree. But not just that, but you can't put things in the basket and take things out of the basket. It has to be, the basket has to be hanging on something that's attached to the tree, then you could use that basket. Okay. So now tells us the Mishnah Berurah another very important point, which we're gonna use halacha lemaisa when it comes to various different things and possibly a hammock and so on. Let's say a hammock is on attached to the branches of a tree, right? That would be aser, right? We understand. Let's say I have a hammock. Those of us who don't understand a hammock, it's like this cloth type of thing, right? That goes across two trees or two branches or whatever. And people sleep there. People lay there and they're nice in the country in the, you know, in the summer and you get a good schluff over there. But if that's attached to the, right? So we're saying if that's attached to the branches, right? I before Shabbos, I put up my hammock before Shabbos. I hung it up one side of the branch on, Friday and the other side on Friday. I hung it up and now I'm ready to go. Shabbos afternoon, I want to sleep in my hammock. Could I do that? The hammock is now on, it's attached to the branches. The answer is no, you can't. Why? Because that has a din of tzidei ilan. That has a din of once removed. Once removed, you can't do that. But there's another reason why one would not be allowed to do that also, which we're going to see now. Let's say somebody has the basket, vim pihakal kol tsar, and it's very, very narrow. The opening of the basket is very narrow. The chishenoytel chayfetz minakal kola. Go have my basket, and it's attached, and it's hanging on a nail, it's hanging on a peg that's coming out of the tree. So it's tzidei tzadon, it's twice removed, no problem. So now I could take things in and out. But if it's very narrow up on top, the chishenoytel chayfetz minakal kola, mainly to ilad, now you're gonna shake the tree. When I take my apple out of my basket, I'm gonna shake the tree. Right? Because I can't get it out. It's very narrow up on top in the basket. I can't get it in and out without shaking the branches, without shaking the tree. Then we got a problem. Then it's also becholinin. That's not allowed. Okay? Mipnesha al yidei zeh mishtamish be'ilam. Because through that, one is using the tree. Okay? So we see even though, it's a very important point that the Mishnah Berurah is bringing down now, that even though I have a peg, even though I have a nail, I have something sticking out of the tree, which I put there Friday, and I hung up this item, this basket, whatever, I hung it all up Friday before Shabbos, no problem. And so we said, I'm allowed to use that basket, it's twice removed, it's tzidei tzadon. So, but even though, if you're gonna shake the tree by doing it, by a narrow basket or whatever, something along those lines, that's not allowed. That's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us. Then it's also b'cholinim, mnei shali deizem, mishtamish be'ilan. So the same thing will be by the hammock. We spoke about the hammock. We spoke about the hammock that if it's on the branches, so we'll get the hammock when it's once removed, when it's tzidei tzadon, but when it's twice removed. But let's say if it's once removed, first of all, you can't use it because you're mishtamish bila, number one. Number two, you're going to be shaking the tree for sure. So there's two reasons why one would not be allowed to use it when it's on the branches. But we're going to see, even when it's on a peg, if you're telling me that you're going to start shaking the tree every time you go in and out, oh, so then Mishnah Berurah says also, also b'cholini memnei shal dezeh mishtamish bila. Okay, we'll see more in reference to those halachas going down the line. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha. Kol tov.